Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I'll start with the Irish Times, and it leads with that funding for Irish athletes to exceed 500 million euros story. The funding for Irish athletes and facilities in advance of the next Olympic Games will top 500 million euro following the great success of Team Ireland in Paris, and that's according to the Minister responsible for sports policy. Thomas Byrne, Minister of State for Sport, said that spending to support high performance athletes and teams could reach 120 million euro cumulatively over the next 4 years, with a further 400 million being allotted in funding for new stadiums and world standard facilities. Well, other stories making the front page of the Irish Times. TV licence sales down 10 million euro on last year's figures. Sales of TV licences have failed to recover from the substantial drop-off caused by the RTE payment controversy over a year ago. According to latest data that's provided by Unpost, which collects the fees on behalf of the broadcaster, the volume of licences sold until the end of July this year is 14% lower than the comparable figures for 2022. And almost 11% lower than the figures for last year. That's taking into account the monthly figures for July 2023, which saw a particularly large drop, 20,000 in sales, following the disclosure that secret payments have been made to RTE's top broadcaster, Ryan Tuberty. And those figures are provided by Harry McGee on the front of the Irish Times today. And it shows that the fallout from the RTE controversy continues. And that's despite the recent funding announcement by the government in relation to the ongoing funding of the broadcaster. Six Irish soldiers caught in air attack in Lebanon. An armed patrol, which included six Irish soldiers, was caught in a drone or air attack on a village in Lebanon as tensions in the region escalated. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said none of the soldiers were injured in the strike, but that damage was caused to two armoured personnel carriers in which they were travelling. And as we heard in the news headlines, Israel expanded evacuation orders in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip overnight, which came less than 24 hours after an airstrike on a Gaza City school compound killed about 100 people. So an indication there of the escalating conflict and the widening conflict as Irish soldiers were caught in the air attack in Lebanon, but thankfully nobody injured in that incident. The Irish Independent, well, its lead story, blackmail and death threats, dozens of TDs tell of abuse. Dozens of TDs and senators have revealed threats of death, violence and intimidation they regularly face in the course of their work. 60 politicians who responded to an Irish Independent survey have had sinister statements of intent made against them. They range, according to the paper, from being threatened with a gun to a threat of being hanged and blackmail. Most were forced to contact Gardaí. Ciarán Corla, Sean O'Farrell said one person threatened to cut his head off. Really horrific threats to our public representatives. And of course, when things like that happen, it discourages others to get involved in politics. And that's a worrying trend as well. So something that obviously that needs to be tackled, and a hot topic really as well. And not to mention all the problems on social media as well. The Irish Examiner, it leads with 100 million tower on cards for Cork docks. This is plans have been unveiled for a near 100 million euro, 24-storey apartment scheme on an iconic Cork City dockland site and the vacant Sextant Bar site on Albert Quay, where private apartments were deemed non-viable 3 years ago. We'll now see more than 200 cost rental apartments if it gets the go-ahead. And today, Cork City Council publishes the details of its ambitious partnership with the developers to deliver 217 flats in the proposed railway apartment scheme. And that's on the JCD-owned former Sextant Bar and Kerry's Tullyre site on the South Docks. And it'll include a mix of studios, one, two and three bedroom units, with most for cost rental, and around 40 or 50 designed specifically for older people and for those with a disability. So that's quite a major development there for the Cork docks, and of course housing so needed across the country, and I'm sure that development will be welcomed there. Another story that caught my eye there in the front of the Irish Examiner, and this is the Higher Education Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, wants to see an end to single-sex schools, stating that society will be better with a co-educational model of learning. Raising concerns around increasing aggression and gender-based violence, Mr. O'Donovan stressed the importance of educational integration from a young age. The 2022-2023 voluntary secondary school enrolment suggests 33% of students attend all girls schools, 26% all boys schools, and 41% attend co-educational settings. So that's an interesting policy intervention there by the Higher Education Minister. And I know that they'll be dealing with that topic on single-sex schools in News Talk Breakfast later this morning. But interesting. And I think I noticed that I know my own schools, which I went to all boys schools in Drumcondra. I know both of them are now co-educational at the moment. And so they are the headlines on the front of the Examiner. The Herald, it looks at the GSOC probe over murder of Josie. So Garda interactions with murdered OAP Josephine Ray shortly before her death are to be referred to the Garda Ombudsman. Garda were called to a disturbance at the Nina home of Josephine in Tipperary last weekend, less than 24 hours before her body was found. So that's a development in the story there on the front of the Herald. And it also has a terrific picture of all our medalists, successful medalists over at the Olympics. Party time for Olympic heroes. And let's not forget those who didn't win a medal who are absolutely superb as well. There were some great performances. The Irish Sun, it leads with our troops attacked, airstrike on UN vehicle in southern Lebanon. And we mentioned that story already. Six Irish soldiers cheated death after an air attack on a UN convoy in Lebanon. That's the lead on the Sun, a dramatic picture of the closing ceremony involving Tom Cruise at the Olympic Games, as well as Ireland's flag bearers as well. The Irish Daily Mail, it has a story on the front of its page, Grainne Shoige canvassing to get on Fianna Fáil ticket for upcoming Dáil election. I think I have a further details on that coming up. And then also, house prices set to rise even further, officials warn. In a further blow to first-time buyers, documents given to Minister for Finance Jack Chambers last month highlight the ongoing risk of price inflation in the housing market. As interest rates are cut, house prices will continue to rise, finance department officials warned. And they advised the newly appointed minister that given the shortage in housing, increased spending power as a result of interest rate cuts will fuel property prices further. So as soon as we have good news on the impact of falling interest rates, the possibility of a further cut in interest rates, of course, the impact is that may drive up the price of housing and the struggle to get on the housing ladder continues. The Irish Daily Star, it also leads on the Lebanon airstrike on troops. Miracle nobody hurt after shrapnel rips into army vehicle, according to the front of the Irish Daily Star. Again, with lots of pictures from the Olympics. And the Irish Daily Mirror, well, its headline is Streets of Gold, Dublin ready for Olympic heroes as Paris Games close. And again, Tom Cruise features on the front of the paper there, as well as our own Mona McSherry and Fintan McCarthy, the flag bearers of the Irish flag there at the closing ceremony of the Olympics in Paris. Well, some stories that caught my eye on the inside of the papers. In the inside of the Examiner on page 4, no clear criteria on surgery travel plan. Parents of children with spina bifida and scoliosis left confused. Parents whose children have spina bifida and scoliosis are expected to make huge decisions around travelling as far as the US for treatment, despite getting scant or vague details about what it entails. Patient advocates have warned. And that's after the announcement last month that hospitals in New York and London would be involved, following growing fears that Children's Health Ireland is unable to address waiting lists as numbers rise again. And a group talked about the contact being made, that it's very vague, and they get a call saying, what is it? What does that mean? And they say they'll call next week. There doesn't seem to be a clear criteria for who's going. They're saying it's for children who are not complex, but there is already non-complex routes here through the Beacon Hospital and Blackrock Clinic. So some confusion there around that announcement last month. Shoige, I mentioned earlier, the Irish Daily Mail story, Shoige canvassing Fianna Fáil delegates in bid to get on ticket for the general election. The TV celebrity Grainne Shoige spent last week canvassing the Fianna Fáil delegates of the Galway West constituency to convince them to select her to run for the party in the next general election. The Irish Daily Mail can reveal, and that's according to its group political editor, John Lee. And that story is in the Irish Daily Mail. An interesting story caught my eye in the Irish Times in the business section. A number of Irish pubs pubs earmarked for home conversion approaches, 100. The pub is increasingly becoming part of Ireland's housing solution. According to Mark Hilliard, almost 100 defunct bars are being converted into homes as part of a current government scheme targeting vacant commercial properties. And that comes with another story that suggests that over 100,000 properties are vacant. That story is in the Irish Examiner. And there are more than 100,000 vacant and derelict residential properties in Ireland, according to a recent report.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.